7 Migrants Rescued in 1 Week Near Border in New Mexico. By Bob Price on April 30, 2022. El Paso Sector Border Patrol agents working in New Mexico rescued 7 migrants in the desert in as many days. Human smugglers abandoned the 7 migrants where they could have died or become seriously ill from heat and dehydration. Agents assigned to the Santa Teresa, Deming, and Lordsburg Station agents rescued 7 migrants in 5 separate incidents during a 7-day period ending April 28. So far this fiscal year, which began on October 1, 2021, El Paso sector agents rescued 285 migrants. Beginning in the early morning hours of April 21, Santa Teresa agents received a 911 call regarding a lost migrant near the Sunland Park, New Mexico, landfill. Agents responded and found a woman who became lost after illegally crossing the border. Agents cleared the woman medically and transported her to the station where contract medical work. 2 hours later, Santa Teresa agents encountered a migrant in the desert approximately 8 miles northwest of the port of entry. The migrant, a Mexican national, told the agents he had been abandoned by human smugglers and left to fend for himself. Agents evaluated the migrant and transported him to the station for further examination by medical teams, according to information obtained from El Paso Sector Border Patrol officials. The following day, 2 rescues took place in multiple locations. At approximately 1:30 a.m., Santa Teresa agents responded to a 911 call regarding 2 lost migrants. Agents responded to the GPS location and found 2 adult male migrants. The agents identified the men as citizens of Ecuador and El Salvador. On-site medical screening revealed the migrants to be in good health. The agents transported them to the station for further medical screening. That evening, Lordsburg Station agents rescued 2 more migrants who became lost in the Animas Mountains. The migrants told the agents they had been without food or water for 7 days. The agents provided them with water and nourishment and later determined them to be in good health. On Thursday, April 28, Deming Station agents teamed up with an Army National Guard helicopter air crew to rescue a lost migrant in an area south of the West Potrillo Mountains. The migrant, a Mexican national, advised the agents he became lost after illegally crossing the border. Agents determined the migrant to be in good health. These rescues demonstrate how our Border Patrol agents every day are out there saving human lives, El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gloria I. Chavez said in a written statement. Transnational criminal organizations promise a safe passage when the reality is cruel and dangerous. Had it not been for the rapid rescue efforts of our Border Patrol agents, these migrants may have faced an uncertain outcome. El Paso Sector officials added. U.S. Border Patrol in the El Paso Sector continues to invest in new technology to support our rescue efforts. El Paso Sector currently has 17 rescue beacons and 520 emergency placards that are strategically placed throughout the sector. Since fiscal year 2022 began, El Paso Sector agents have performed 285 rescues. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.